Welcome back to Down the Brass Tacks. I was in the break catching up with Fox News to see what the spin was. And it's interesting that even Fox News seems to be on board now with the idea that President Trump is losing and that his battle in court is a waste of time. But yeah, fascinating stuff. Okay, we're on 4417 90. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. I got this WhatsApp message from a friend. He's asking me to read it. Peter, how are you? This is a shame on the unions in Barbados and former union members. You have the Bobby Morris, DLP campaign manager in 2018, general election, and also former ambassador to CARICOM, Derek Alleyne, who ran twice with the Democratic Labour Party and lost both times. For 10 years, he was director at Urban Development Corporation. Then we have Anine Ritika, ran twice and lost. She's given a job as a consultant in the Poverty Alleviation Unit under the Democratic Labour Party. Then we have Hartley Reid, former president of the Community Council for St. James South for Don Valinis for over 10 years. And then there's Walter Maloney. He's neither fish fowl nor good red herring. I love that phrase. Had a job at NHC as general manager for the last 10 years and also hosted call-in programs at CBC in 2018 leading up to the general election. These people are talking about the state of the union. It has left a bitter taste in my mouth. And of course, I can't say who the mate is. Interesting stuff. Dr. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing, Alvin? How is everything?
I'm fine. Now, you know, before I get to my reason for calling, I keep begging Mr. David Ellis to start with these WhatsApps. You understand that WhatsApp? You just read how you read it?
What is wrong with reading it?
No. Give me a reason why you read it. I'm listening.
Because people call, people send them, and you read what they send. That's fine.
So that is the only WhatsApp you had out of all the WhatsApps out there?
Well, I don't have access to the WhatsApp today, so what I'm reading is WhatsApps that people send to me personally.
Sent to you, yeah. But let me tell you.
Right, and this was one that was sent to me.
I heard about it on the radio this morning also. What is wrong, Mr. Wickham, that if those persons get together to have a discussion, can you help me?
Because I think the suggestion is being put forward that they're being hypocritical because can't on one breath be saying that trade unionists have no right involved in politics and you are a trade unionist who's involved in politics.
But Mr. Wickham,
it's either selective memory or it is hypocrisy. Selective memory being that you forgot that you were also a trade unionist, or hypocrisy meaning that you are deliberately saying it's what's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
Mr. Wickham?
Or alternatively, the Medes and the Persians. You remember? You'll probably be more familiar with the Medes and the Persians.
Mr. Wickham?
Group.
Mr.
Yes, sir.
Wickham? Do you know what they're going to speak about tonight?
I don't know.
So how
and
you
I can assure you that I will not be listening.
But that is not the issue, Mr. Wickham. What I'm saying is,
sure.
Are you still listening? Stop.
Am I still what?
I thought you had gone, so I asked if you're still listening. Mr. Wickham,
I'm listening, yeah.
Don't discuss things that you don't have an idea what you're talking about. You don't know what they're going to discuss. If I hear you say it tomorrow discussing it, I could understand because you have something to talk about that you heard. You can't just because people come together to have a meeting, you already painting it the way you would like to paint it. It's not fair. Let me get to my point.
Please do.
Mr.
Because this other one ain't going away.
I hear you. Mr. Wickham.
Ain't going away.
Did you say earlier, if I hear you well, speaking to the taxi man, that Barbados was built on tourism?
I believe I said so, yeah.
You serious or that's a slip?
We are built on one of the pillars of tourism.
Why won't you do, Mr. Wickham? Why won't you do? Read Mr. Peter Morgan article on Arab Bauer. There's about 4 books you could read that you could see the number of tourists per year from the 50s up. And in, let's say in 1965, look and see how many tourists used to arrive at the seaport and the airport. And you will know if Barbados could have survived on those numbers. Let me get to my next point here now with you. Mr. Wickham, you saw the plan for the home for my yesterday children?
I didn't see the plan.
The one that is to be built in Waterford?
I have not seen it, no.
You don't have an idea what it's going to look at?
I don't know if it exists.
How you know they're going to be viewing the garden? You know, lads, that area is? That garden went, if the ticket, that road went right back to the highway. It going all up to the bell. It come all over to the stadium. You know that?
But Alvin, tell me though, what exactly is the problem with reciting the old people's home? I've heard you in this program this week discussing it as well, and I don't understand, but you have an issue with it. What's the problem?
Let me tell you my problem. My problem with a lot of people, like a gentleman called Peter Wickham, who to me relates to wipe out all that Barbados was built on.
That's not true.
Listen to another man. A minute now.
They would like a wipe out all the Pigfoot souls, is what I would like to do.
But let me tell you this here.
An associated sin.
Man, Mr. Ray, go on back with that thing that you stop, that I dare you to stop, otherwise they're going to hang up. If every time I go to say a word you're going to cut in, I'm going to hang up. Because I don't get paid to do this, you know. You get paid. So let me explain to you what I am saying. The government building there are Prime Minister and her ministers and advisors. There's work on Bay Street. That ain't only built for the ministers and the Prime Minister. When persons from all over the world come here to visit our Prime Minister and ministers, that is a location that they just go to. And the impression I'm getting from you and certain people that speak like you, it is too good for the Prime Minister and the ministers. The area, the look, they could stay and watch the sea and everything. It is too good for the Prime Minister and the ministers. The people who will just go to the polls and put all faith in and hope that they will make Barbados the best place, they should be living in a place that's seeing the mental. Is that the impression I'm getting from you all? No, but when I hear you all
speak, Alvin, I am not going to engage you.
I heard you say it this morning, Mr. Lincoln.
Alvin, I'm not going to engage you in the conversation because I realize that there's no way that I can convince you to consider my side. Your problem with this issue is that the proposal was made by the Barbados Labour Party, and once it is made by the Barbados Labour Party, is one that you're not willing to take on board, okay? And any argument that I will offer in suggestion that it might be a good idea to recite the old people and put or yesterday's children, as you call them, and use the facility for something that generates foreign exchange is something that you're going to shoot down. So I'm just going to let you finish your point, and then, you know, you can ride off into the sunset.
Okay, Mr. Wickham. This is what we say to you. Barbados needs locations that belong to government that we can admire. The Treasury building, I understand somebody that come up with that idea. Tell me how anybody that got half of a brain that know how that building was built could think about that. They don't push down a solid building, which was the National Insurance building, but can make a building that got red bricks, that has the taxes, that's brick, and all sort of things. They want to turn that into, and I hear you with it over and over, into a housing building, a building that got tenants. When you move an office building to a building to occupy tenants, families, you got to got the amount of necessary electricity, current, storage. That whole system of that building has got to change. To occupy people. Not only that, they have nowhere to park. But you push down the National Insurance building that had all the back that you could park, and can tell me you can make the Treasury building for tenants. Let me get to my final one.
I thought you did get to your point. Because Mano, Alvin, you make a few points. So I don't think that you could continue no longer because you made a few points and I accept that. But you got to give somebody else a chance.
Let me finish.
All right, finish.
I keep asking you, the stocks man, David Ellis, and whoever could hear me, what was the debt of Barbados at 2008? What it was at 2018? And what it is now? And this morning, yesterday, I want to know it more now. Because I hear the credit rating agency, Standard & Poor's, say that Barbados is stable. And I can remember a couple of months before the election, the same credit agency had Barbados in a disaster zone. Mm-hmm. Since the election,
because it's stable.
Sorry?
Right, but Alvin, that's a good point. That's a good point. I wish for you to end the contribution. Because if it is stable, Alvin, if it is unstable before the election, I say it's the election is stable. I mean, obviously, what happened in between the election, the intervening factor had to be the election that introduced stability. Because if it is unstable before and they consider it stable, no, but the only thing that could change is the election. That's simple, that rocket science. Alvin, thanks for the contribution. I appreciate hearing from you. I wish you a wonderful weekend. I hope you enjoy yourself, and I look forward to discussing with you the outcome of the by-election next week. And not overputting themselves. Down to brass tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
But I'm great. I'm great.
Okay. I just want to call to make a plea to some person that who's dealing with the environmental places. Now, I live in the garden land, and the canal haven't been cleaned for about more than two years, and in a real bad state. And we have a place where there's so much garbage that people dumping. They got old stores, old bags, old fridges, everything that you would not even accept. And I really would like somebody from the environment to come and look and see it, because sometimes, I don't know who it is, but sometimes at night, there's about 3 weeks a night, you see some people just burning the stuff, and that'd be late, about 11 o'clock. Sometimes, you know, they do it early. And, you know, smoke, man. The smoke got the whole area in a bad state. They got people who have kids out here that who got suffering with different ailments all the time because of the smoke. I never really like somebody from the environment to come and look at the place. We want some help, Mr. Wickham. We don't have per se no person that we could call on, because we don't have nobody that we could call on in the garden land. So I'm begging, I'm pleading that somebody will come and help look at the situation and look at the canal. Another thing that I have to say is that I really think that the government should bring back the inspectors, because the inspectors will help solve some of these problems. Because growing up, I know that they had inspectors. When Mondays, you always used to see an inspector. I don't know the last day that we had an inspector out here that could go and look wrong and make sure that the place is clean. A lot of places dirty because they ain't got inspectors to come back and see what is going on. And I would like somebody in the ministry to hear, to plead, and to bring back the inspectors, that we could always got inspectors in all the districts. Because I think that's one of the areas that we lack, the inspectors. You know, I feel really hurt to see how all these places so dirty. I mean, even like down here, we keep on going, no court talking about nobody ain't coming to look at the place. And it's dirty. You know, so I'm really...
Have you, ma'am, made a complaint to your polyclinic that's in the area? Because normally the inspectorate is associated with the district polyclinic. What's the closest polyclinic to you?
So Winston Scott, but sometimes you don't always get through. The building sometimes be busy all the time. You don't always get through. So, you know,
I'm serious. Try calling Sir Winston Scott and asking to be put through to the public health inspector's desk. and see if you can raise it with one of them directly, because the inspectorate is not going to just come out spontaneously. If you sometimes raise a query, it creates the opportunity for the public health inspector to do so. The other thing I'm going to suggest to you, ma'am, is that I do know that the authorities listen to the program, and I think it's entirely possible that your view may have been taken up. Your parliamentary representative is whom?
We have any.
How many you have any?
We have none.
Of course you have a parliamentary representative.
We have got none right now.
Who is the parliamentary representative for the garden?
You can soon go up by election. This is soon go up by election.
Who is the parliamentary representative for the garden, ma'am?
We don't have none right now.
Well, of course you have one. Everyone has one.
No, I don't think so. I think they had a guy. I think that they have a guy that named Chris. But he can't do much. We want somebody that can help him so that he could do more. Because I think he's trying, but then much that could be done. We want some more hands come on and help him.
So your representative would have been Reverend Hatherley?
Correct.
Okay, but he's still your representative. The fact that he's in opposition...
The fact that he is in opposition is not
really relevant. You need to go, and it's easy to find him because he has an office in Parliament Buildings. Yeah, so you need to go to his office and make him work for his money. Vote for your interests. So I strongly suggest, ma'am, you need to draw it to his attention. You need to go to the office. You need to draw it to his attention. He has a branch office, and he also has an office of the opposition leader. And I would suggest strongly that you call one of the two and you make it his business to understand, right?
Well, I hope that will happen, but I can't see it happening this time, because I mean, if he ain't do it before, and he was on the opposition for more than a year now, and it ain't happened, I don't see it happening now. But anyway, I hope somebody from the ministry will hear my voice, though. Cause I'm pleading and begging that somebody will come in and look at the situation out here. Cause we need some help badly. Mm. Thank you, Mr.
I agree. I agree with you, ma'am. All right, you take care. You take care. Just so you know also, ma'am, that you can... I was trying to find a number for the opposition leader's office, but it's eluding me. But I'm going to keep looking for it. Look in the directory and call the opposition leader's office. And there's a secretary there, and I think you should leave the matter in their capable hands, honestly. Donna Brastas, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Go right ahead, please. I remember we'll be going shortly to the latest at 12:30, so we're hoping that we can have at least one more conversation before we break. Good afternoon and welcome.
But I'm
43417.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, good
morning.
I enjoy
the program every day, but I'm so tired of Alvin. Every program he has to speak about politics, and the world is spinning with COVID. He need to find something else to contribute to whenever he want to. I'm tired of him and politics.
He like his politics.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Every time, if it isn't you, it is Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Politics all the time. Going backward. The world going forward, not backward. All right?
Yeah. All right, well, I hope he's listening, because he will quarrel with me if I tell him so. So I hope he's listening and hear that it isn't only me, it's you. All right, Bob, good to hear you. Dr. Brastas, good afternoon.
A blessing, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Mr. Wickham?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like you. I work mm-hmm. at National. I work at National Insurance Building, the one that they have demolished
mm-hmm.
in the early days. I would like Alvin to be on the ground floor. Now, I would like Alvin to be on the ground floor. Then the rainfall, or then that sea raise, you know, you remember we had the BNB banking there.
I remember.
All the fetus comes all in the bank, all in mm-hmm. the electoral office. and persons had to vacate, workers had to vacate their job whenever the rainfall, and you had to call in then the sanitation and everybody to draw off the water and draw off the fetus that runs all out in the backyard, all in the BNB bank, all in the electoral office. So a person's going to work, and it is a good thing that it has been digged down. And Mr. Alvin should have been in there to see what conditions when we have bad weather, what the workers had to work under. I thank you. So tell him get off the radio and talk something of consequence. I thank you.
All right, no problem. Thanks a lot for calling, Mom. It's good to hear you. And I mean, I've been hearing about these environmental issues that building faced. And the same one you talked about, heard mention of it previously in terms of the issue on the ground with the salt water coming in or the water coming in on the ground floor. So I'm hearing about it before. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon. We are going to break at 12:30 for the latest. So let's see if we can get another call in quickly, Dennis. We can? Yes, let's try. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon to you, my darling. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, ma'am. It's just so nice to be greeted in that way.
Yeah, man. Don't pay people my mind. Listen, what that woman's saying, right? I work in National Insurance Building downstairs where the National Bank used to be. And one day I told the boss, man, look, that brick look like it can come down here. And you know, it's a good thing that nobody in there, a brick came down from the roof. And then another day, they had problems with the plumbing and things like that downstairs. So don't, these people, you got to be working in it to know about it. So tell Alvin, hush him out. You understand? Because, hello? Yeah.
All right, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. Listen, what do you think about the recount in the United States of America?
It ain't gonna make a difference. They say that recounts historically have resulted in shifting in terms of hundreds of votes. So you may give or take a few hundred, but he ain't gonna make a difference. But it is an entitlement that Trump has, and Trump is trying everything now to delay. The other point is that the recount is gonna take until November, the end of November. So it will mean that he has even more time to you know, deal with court action or what. It's just a question of buying time. It's sad though. It really is sad. This U.S. election is fascinating. Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, you can reach us on 434-1790. You can also use email peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. The WhatsApp chat, 266-IVOB, but you'll be speaking to Dennis on that one. And those are the facilities that we can use. I'm with you until 2 p.m. and I would love to hear from you to discuss whatsoever you feel to discuss. But I'm particularly keen on talking about the politics of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the United States of America. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of interest there from callers thus far, but we'll see how it goes as the time progresses. So we take our next caller and say good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good.
Right. My point here today, I heard a guy this morning, all he was talking about the department, St. Vincent Prime Minister, down there. But, to leave office, he put his son. You think that can happen?
If I think what can happen? If he can leave his son in office when he ready to leave?
Yeah, that he wants to do, put his son as the prime minister.
The prime ministership of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is not a family possession, so it is not for him to decide to give it to anyone or to leave it for anyone. If the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines decide, right now his son is a member of parliament and a minister in the administration. If they decide that they want to be led by him, then certainly he should have as much chance as anyone else to be able to take over.
But that is what he wants to do. But it
there's nothing illegal about what is being proposed. What is being proposed is that a person who is eligible to become prime minister is being considered for the job. I've never heard Camilo Gonzalez indicate that he's interested in being prime minister. So I don't know. It's not really fair. Anyhow, sir, thanks a lot for calling in. We're going to move on and see if we can take another call and say good afternoon and welcome to the next caller. Yes, sir.
Wickham. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, Mr. Wickham. Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yes. I got a problem here that you know, it is an old saying, the more things change, the more that does remain the same. I caught a bus in Oystens on Tuesday the 3rd of this month. This bus was going to Spikestown, and the bus come down the road and stopped in the middle of the road. And myself and the people that was at the shelter had to walk across the road to the bus. I asked the driver if he knew that he got to pull into the lay-by in order for people to get on the bus. He tell me, man, you can't tell me how to drive this bus. I walk off and I leave him going down in the bus. After he tell me that, I say, man, you're an idiot. I said nothing to him, but the police signaled to me with his hand to get off the bus, which I did get off. The reason I am saying this, they have some old, but I ain't that old, they have some old people that would not be able to get on the bus to where he stopped the bus in the road, Mr. Wickham. You there with me?
I'm listening to you, sir. Yeah. I'm with you. Go ahead.
No, they have some old people that weren't been able to get on that bus from there, because the reason for them to bring these electric buses to the island is for them to pull into the nearby so that the old people won't have such a high thing to step up. And he stopped the bus in the center of the road. And then I tell me that I can't tell he how to drive the bus. And the joke it is nowadays, you can't complain about nothing in Barbados because nobody does hear you. You know how much time they complain the transport board for drivers? And nothing don't happen? These people left from driving minibus and Zetas and going to the transport board and get on the same way. And that is not good enough. That's not good enough. That was hurting me. I was trying the whole morning to get you well, to get you out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the transport board does have a complaints hotline, and I would encourage you to use the hotline to make a direct complaint. But more importantly, people listen, and you know, on this program, and you've called the number of the bus, and I think that that's important. So, I'm hoping that one way or the other, the information regarding the treatment has been conveyed to the important authorities.
Okay,
sir. So thank you very much. And I do hope that, as I said, the important authorities would have been listening and you get some relief in relation to the way that you are treated. One of the things that I have consistently said on this program is that I believe that it's time for a rider's bill of rights in Barbados, where persons who use public transport are understanding that they're entitled to certain rights in relation to buses stopping, and not only buses, but maxi taxis, you know, the minibuses as well, the conditions under which they will stop, the number of people that they should carry, the extent to which you're entitled to a seat or alternatively to a certain space to stand. You know, we need a rider's bill of rights, and I think it is something that's long, long overdue. Don the Brass Stacks, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
I'm just going to the U.S. politics for a minute.
Lovely.
And that gentleman, Mr. Alvin, I want him to fray his socks and eat them, because he said that Mr. Biden couldn't win the election, not who he had with him. He highly disregarded Mrs. Kamala Harris.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but he should be eating, frying his socks, not eating them. I know he told you he told you that as well.
I don't remember. I mean, Alvin says a lot of things to me that I don't always, you know, I don't always recall. I don't lose no sleep over it.
No,
I personally am happy.
I know he's an ardent listener, so I hope he gets the message.